The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
We got breaking news, I see, Rolien.
We have got breaking news. I'm hoping that because it's been a very, very, very newsy day, I'm hoping we're going to be able to squeeze it all in. I'm going to speak extra fast so that we do, but we do have confirmation that the entire Lebanese government has resigned en masse following the big blast in Beirut last week, and there are signs of absolute jubilation across Beirut, the capital, and across the country. This is quite extraordinary, but also makes us concerned about where in the field Hezbollah lies. Are they going to take advantage of a vacuum? Are they backed into a corner? Are they going to act out by attacking Israel? The next couple of days are going to be very, very, very interesting, and you can be sure that all eyes will be on our northern border to see what is going to happen. You know, the one thing that we don't want on our border, on our doorstep, is any kind of collapse state. And the concerns that Lebanon, with the trajectory that its economy has been taking over the last couple of years, combined with all the issues surrounding the global COVID-19 pandemic, now with this blast, now with all this upheaval, what could this mean for Israel, for Lebanon? You know, I really, really want to put it out there and have some hope that, with the overtures that we are seeing from Gulf countries and the changing landscape in the Middle East, coupled with the fact that people are genuinely sick and tired of hegemony, of state-sponsored terror proxies like Hezbollah, like Hamas, I'm hoping that we will see some positive movement. However, I'm also a realist and rationalist that lives in the Middle East, and I don't want to speculate until we see what happens. And the next couple of days to the next couple of weeks are going to be absolutely crucial. What countries have said is that their $300 million of aid that they want to donate to the country to help rebuild after the blast is conditional on what happens with the government, is conditional on change. So let's see what happens, and let's see what happens with regards to Israeli aid that we have offered.
Okay, very important, and you'll keep us updated, because Macron clearly wanting to raise a whole whack of money to give to Lebanon, but if you give it to Hezbollah, well, that would be defeating the purpose, wouldn't it?
Well, this is it.
Rolien, there is a lot to talk about. Budgets, governments falling, new elections. What is happening in Israel?
Well, we have a big balagan. It's a word you're all familiar with, over what is happening with the budget. It is absolutely imperative that the budget, be it a two-year budget, a one-year budget, passes by the 25th of August. Otherwise, the Knesset automatically dissolves. And Channel 12 reporting yesterday that the 18th of November, should this happen, is a likely day for elections. But, of course, we want to put that off as much as possible, because I think there will be mayhem in this country if we are forced to go to another set of elections. Prime Minister Netanyahu trying to put forward a bill today to delay the deadline. We're not sure that bill is going to pass. And a lot of arguing between him and the blue and white about whether or not it should be a one-year budget, it should be a two-year budget. You know, I think the blue and white want to err on the side of caution and make sure that we have a contingency plan looking forward. The Prime Minister says we have a one-year budget ready to go, but what we need is need economic stability in the country. We need a budget to be agreed upon. We need this coronavirus, or Corona Coalition, as we call it, to hold firm, especially as we navigate through this very, very trying time. Our numbers on the upside are, our infection numbers are coming down. Let's hope that this trajectory continues. We are hoping to start opening outdoor entertainment. I had to laugh because in Tel Aviv, they have a sailing movie theater. You can hire a little boat, and there's a big screen, and you can watch movies, which I think is a fabulous idea. I was just laughing at the choice of movies, which is perhaps not the wisest choice for a cell in theater. Choice of Titanic.
I had a feeling. And Rolene, do the protests continue outside Netanyahu's home? What happened this weekend?
The protests are continuing outside Prime Minister Netanyahu's residence on Balfour Street. We're starting to hear a lot of talk, a lot of the slogans being, get him out of Balfour. Which is not referring to any Joburg-based shopping centres, but rather the street where his residence is. And more subdued protests, still large in numbers, people wearing their masks, being responsible. People also wearing swimming costumes and swimming caps, which I didn't quite understand. But, hey, this is Israel. We're nothing if not.
They're going to a movie afterwards. That's what's happening.
Entertaining. But these protests are going on night after night, outside the residence of the Prime Minister, calling for him to step down.
Rolene, and it's not just on the northern border which is tense. There's been action down in the south as well.
The southern border is probably the most tense area at the moment. At least 400 dunams of land destroyed today by arson terror, by these arson balloons that have been sent in from the Gaza Strip into southern Israel. And I just want you listeners to picture it for a minute. When you think of balloons, you think of parties, you think of celebrations. I want you to put yourselves into the minds of our children in the south, who see these balloons as absolute terror. Earlier today, residents of Sderot reporting a series of explosions as a result of these balloons and the bombs that are attached to them. Thank goodness there was no injuries. Over the weekend, a balloon making its way all the way to Arad, which is very close to Masada. Thank goodness sappers were on site very, very quickly to dismantle that. But, I want to know what kind of resistance this is, because those who love the land do not burn the land. But the IDF, in response to these arson balloons, have struck targets within the Gaza Strip. And will continue to do so. We've had at least 15 fires just today as a result of these balloons. They come in, they destroy people's livelihood, they destroy very, very important agricultural land, very, very important national parks and reserves. The south is on fire at the moment, and the scenes are absolutely harrowing.
Rolene, I was just talking about an article that had been published in the Times of Israel. I'm going to read you the headline. It says, Hezbollah apparently wanted Beirut's ammonium nitrate for Israel war. And then one of the subjects you wanted to touch on today was apparently that Hezbollah tunnels have been found under the Lebanon port. I haven't seen that anywhere. And I'm seeing a similarity and an awkward unease with both these articles.
Okay, the tunnels have been reported on in the mainstream media, which I do have to comment on. One thing the mainstream media has been very good with is covering Israel's offer of aid, our lighting up of Tel Aviv, the subsequent response, and these tunnels. I mean, who's shocked that Hezbollah would tunnel under the port? Well, I can't say I'm shook, because I'm not so shook. But this is something that Netanyahu warned of at the United Nations several years ago, where he said Hezbollah are stockpiling ammonium nitrate, and he showed diagrams, and nobody seemed to pay attention. It's a modus operandi of theirs that we've seen in London, where raids were carried out on a factory or a warehouse holding ammonium nitrate, and also in Argentina, and we saw the results of that with the Amir bombing. Ammonia nitrate is your agricultural fertilizer, is used to make bombs. And they've stated time and time again that their intention is to provoke a war with Israel. But now what has happened is they've created, through their negligence, through their warmongering, they have created an extraordinary humanitarian crisis in Lebanon, because we can't forget that with the physical destruction, at least 85% of the country's grain reserves, that is food for a country that is in economic decline, was stored in those warehouses at the ports. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens as far as Hezbollah is concerned within the next couple of weeks.
Wow, Rolene Marks, what a lot of news coming out of a very small little place. That is quite mind-blowing. It's 5:30. We're going to leave it there. But you and I got a date, same time, same place, tomorrow.
You know we have a date. I thought you were going to say a lot of news coming out of a small person.
Never. Not me and not on Women's Day. It's not the day to make those kind of jokes. There you go. Cheers, Rolene. Thank you, as always.